Okay, everybody. Today's daf is daf Chof Aleph. We're in the middle of an interesting, fascinating sugya about adding melech to all of your karbonos. And you recall that we had a lengthy discussion yesterday, a beautiful braisa, giving us a half a minute, what should not. So the braisa, for instance, at the beginning, if you just take a look at Chof Amud Beis, we quote from the braisa on the Amud Aleph, third line from the top of Chof Amud Beis, Omamar. Quoting from the Braisa, Shemei Ani. The Pasuk says, V'chol korban min choscha ba'melach timlach. And the Braisa began, what happens if we leave out the word mincha and just say, V'chol korban ba'melach timlach. Shemei Ani afilu etzim v'dam shenikru korban. I would think that even if a person brings a korban etzim means a person makes a neder and a dova, I'm going to bring Eitzim to the Beis HaMikdash as a korban. Not that he's menat of Eitzim to be used and to be initially stored in the Lishkasa Eitzim and then after that used as fuel on a daily basis. No, he's bringing a korban called a korban Eitzim. So what's the din? Do I also have to go and add melech? After all, it says v'chol korban, leave out the word menchoscha, v'chol korban menchoscha b'melech timloch. If you leave out the word menchoscha, says the Braisa Shemeani, I would think that even if a person is menadav eitzim, or every single time by every korban, when you have the zrika sadam, now these two are also called korban. So therefore, v'chol korban, v'melech timloch, they should also require melech. Said the Braisa, no, they do not require melech, neither by the eitzim, nor by the dam, as we learned yesterday on the Amud Beis. And then the Gemara asked, you're telling me that Eitzim and Dam are called carbon? Where do you ever find that the word carbon is used to describe Eitzim or Dam? So Rashi already brought on the Amud Aleph, the Gemara that we had yesterday in the Amud Beis. It's a Pasuk in the Chemia. Where did it say the Pasuk in the Chemia? So about two-thirds down the Amud, here again on the Amud Beis. V'cheinu oimer ha-goyrolos yipalnu al-korban ha-eitzim. Oh, eitzim is called korban. So therefore, sol kadai techamina, you should have to put melach every time you bring a korban eitzim.
Can we get context for this pasuk? Like, what is he, I mean, he's just describing, like,
the pasuk in the chamia?
Right, this has never been mentioned before, korban eitzim. I mean, how do we know it's not a one and done, and how do we assume it's a regular occurrence just because it's mentioned once?
Korban Shah, it's Korban Adaros.
First of all, we've had discussion from time to time about Korban Eitzim. It's not, you know, one of those things that you find the top headline of the day because it's not your typical Korban. It's not your Shlom, it's not your Oil, it's not your Chattas, it's not your Oshem. You can't eat it, for sure. But you can be menadav eitzim, or we've had, you can menadav eitzim, you can menadav nisochim, which means just bring wine, you can menadav just levoina on its own. A number of things that
melech.
Melech is always something that you use on an existing carbon. You are bringing a carbon, and every single carbon, al kol karboncha takrev melech. Every carbon that you bring, you have to add melech, salt. So sol kadai techamina, that Gemara said yesterday, that if I bring a carbon eitzim, you also have to go and salt it. And the same thing if you bring, not you bring. Every single carbon requires a zrikas hadam or a matan domim on the top of the mizbeach, or a mitzui hadam or hazoas hadam. Every carbon requires some application of blood to the mizbeach, some not to the mizbeach achitzoin, but rather to the paroiches in the heichol. But every carbon requires dam.
Yes. Is a korban, so what do you get out of a korban eitzim? Is there kapar? Meaning, what is the end result, or what is the...
The presumption is, I don't know that the Gemara addresses that, but the presumption is it's a doron, it's a present to Hashem, just like if a person brings a korban oila as a doron, when he's not required to, it's not mandatory, so he's bringing eitzim to the Beis HaMikdash to show his devotion to the service and his thanks to Hashem for whatever Hashem has done for him.
Why only eitzim? Why not silver? Why not gold?
You can go and bring gold and silver too, but that you wouldn't bring for a korban, that you would go and give to the gizbar of the Beis HaMikdash, and then he can use that for repair and maintenance and whatever administrative services and costs the Beis HaMikdash has.
Also with the Eitzim, you can't do the various steps that are applied to the other commits of the whole
I'm glad that you raised that. Because if you go back, in fact, still here on Chof Amid Beis, the Gemara said that according to Rebbe, Rebbe calls Eitzim a regular Karban Mincha. Why is that? Because we just established that the word Karban, and we said korban means korban eitzim, and now we're saying it says right after that the word minchoscha. Why would the Torah go and tell us about eitzim in the middle of the korban mincha? So Rebbe said, in fact, every korban eitzim is a shtickle korban mincha. So if you go five lines from the bottom of the Amud Beis, the Gemara quotes Rebbe Omar, Eitzim, Karben Mincha. They have the same status like a Karben Mincha. And therefore, number one, Tu'unin Melach, you have to go and salt them. Utu'unin Hagosha, every Karben Mincha, you have to go and place it inside a Kli Shares. And take that Kli Shares and bring it to the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach. Just give it a little kiss, as Brother Barry says, and then you remove it and you've been Mekayim the din of the Higisha El HaMizbeach. According to Rebbe, you have to do the same thing vis-a-vis these Eitzim, bring it to the southwestern corner. But we're not done yet. V'omer Rava l'divrei Rebbe, Eitzim t'unim k'mitza. Just like a mincha requires you put the three fingers in, you have to do the same thing for the Eitzim. Now you're saying, Eitzim is a piece of wood. So presumably, according to Rebbe, you'd have to go and transform it into sawdust.
It's an avoid a kasha if you're b'migdash.
Oh, it's a real avoid a kasha. Make sure you don't get any thorns in your fingers. Exactly, splinters and thorns. Absolutely. Maybe
with
that's
your fingers, you want
to
do it?
You have to do the kmita with your fingers. Exactly right.
No, but the sawdust.
We're talking about if you require a kmita on a korban eitzim, al korchach, it must be that it's roi to do kmita. The average log, unless you happen to be Ogimelech HaBoshan, you wouldn't be able to go and put your three fingers around it and then vish up on both sides. So it must be that we're talking about that you make it into very fine sawdust, and now you take it with the three fingers and make sure you don't get a splinter. V'yomer HaPapa, L'divrei Rebbe, Eitzim Tzrichem Eitzim. Einachanami, you don't just go and put the sawdust on the Mizbeach, you have the preparatory Shnei Geziri Eitzim that you have every single day in the morning, and then you replace it during the day as necessary. You'd have to have separate Eitzim, not that these are the Eitzim, the fuel. You have to have separate fuel because this is a regular carbon. Anyway, all of that was very, very exciting. Ultimately, the Gemara said that according to Rebbe, since Eitzim require Melach, so I cannot learn the Braisa like I learned that I thought for Eitzim and Dam, you'd require Melach, Kamash Malon. No, you don't require Melach for Eitzim and Dam. But according to Rebbe, in fact, you do require Eitzim for Eitzim. So Timur Velakro, Lemute Mai, says Imar Ilamute Dam, Yalmin Choschenavka. That was another part of the Braisa. So Apik Eitzim, Ayil Nasochim, here, top of the Omid. Go back to the original Braisa on Chof Amid Aleph. Instead of saying Shemi Ani Afilu Eitzim Vidam, rather go and say Nisochim Vidam. I might have thought Nisochim. The Nisochim that we're talking about over here is not the Mincha of the Nisochim, it's just the Nisochim part of the Nisochim, which means wine that a person is Menadev to the base of Megdush, or even if it's part of an existing carbon. In other words, as an accessory to every oil and every shlomim, you always brought your minchas nesachim. I might have thought that you have to go and salt the nesachim portion of the minchas nesachim. The answer is no. But that was the havamidah. Shemei ani, I would have thought, not eitzim edam, but nesachim edam. How do I know that, in fact, nesachim do not require salt? Tesanya, top line of chof aleph omed aleph stuk the braisa. All karbonis require melach, but avol hayayin, anytime you're menasech wine, vihadam, the dam that you spritz every day on the mizbeach, is rikas adam, the matan damim, etc. Vo eitzim, and if you bring our carbon eitzim, vihaktoiris. Haktoiris is brought every single day by the koyin inside the heichel, half in the morning, half in the afternoon, right? To put haktoiris on the mizbeach apnimi. Ain't tun and melach, you don't have to add salt to that ketores. Okay, so on the surface, it's a very straightforward braisa. Four things don't require melach. Frank Dimari Yatzmani, who's the Tana, the author of this Brisa? Irabi Kasha Eitzim. Irabonan Kasha Ketoires. It cannot go according to Rabbi, because Rabbi, we just got finished saying here on the Amud Beis, requires Eitzim and requires Melach. Forget about Eitzim. Requires Melach for Eitzim. How do I know that Rabbi holds that? Rabbi said that directly. Five lines from the bottom of Chof Amud Beis. Rabbi Omar Eitzim Korban Minchein Utunen Melach. When you are bringing and your menadev a korban eitzim, you have to add some salt. But here this brisa says no, that eitzim ain't unen melach. Obviously, this brisa cannot go according to Rebbe.
Question is, would they do it?
Wow, that was a very salty question. Anyway,
well, if they salt the Rebbe.
Anyway, Zuktimora e Rabbanan Kashik Toidus. Who are the Rabbanan? Who's the Kashik Toidus? You go back again to Chof Amid Aleph, and you look at the first wide line. You can go back two lines earlier in that. It's really the Toidus is on the first wide line, but this is that long rise of yesterday. Two lines before the wide line. Minayin the Rabbis es Halavoyna. All of this is talking about how do I know that you have to add salt? Salt, because it comes in the same kli. What happens if you bring a carbon levoina on its own? Or levoina haba bebezichin, that you bring every single Shabbos in the two bezichin levoina. How do you know you have to add salt? You have to add salt to k'toiris. Yeah. And milchus kehanim, milchus koin mishichem, milchus asachem, muri chatazim, muri ashem, muri kachi kudishim, kachim kalimim, muri oila, oila sa'oi, minayin. How do you know that you have to add salt? Tamaloymer, al kol karbon chatakre melech. Every conceivable carbon you have to add melech. And one of those first ones was the k'toiris. So you see, k'toiris requires melech. So getting back to our brisa now, this brisa says that yayin dam, eitzim k'toiris, do not require melech. So because of eitzim, it cannot go according to Rebbe. And because of k'toiris, it can't go according to the Rabbanan. So oy bazoy, who is the Tana of this brisa? And for the Gemara, there's a third Tana. Hai Tana hu desani, we learn in the following brisa, Rabbi Shmuel benoit, shalbrechim ebroika, oimer. Mahaprat mefurash. Remember yesterday the Braisa said we'll do a klal, uprat, uklal. V'chol korban is all korbanis. Min choscha is a prat. Al kol korban chatakr melech is choscha v'kol al klal uprat uklal. And what did we say? So yesterday we had a different prat in the Braisa. Today we're saying, kuntra bishmol, mahaprat mefurash. It has the following three characteristics, the three qualities. Number one, dovash mekabel tumah. A mincha, that's the prat here, the minchoscha is the prat. Mincha is mekabel tumah, like any carbon is mekabel tumah. V'oila le'ishim, where do you put it? You put it on top of the fire, on top of the mizbeach. V'yeshnoi al mizbeach hachitzoin, and you have it on the mizbeach hachitzoin. What this means is you have it on the mizbeach hachitzoin, that you go and put it on the mizbeach hachitzoin as opposed to the k'toidus, which you're going to do in the mizbeach hapanimi. So these three qualities every mincha has, so mekabel tumah, goes on the maracha, and it goes on the outward mizbeach of the azara. So we include as well kol ke'enaprat. What's ke'enaprat? Of kol dover ha-mekabel tumah, v'oil li'ishim, v'yeshnoi al mizbeach hachitzoin. And therefore, once we have these three qualifications, so Yotzo Eitzim is now disqualified or it's excluded. Shein Mekabel Tumah, and Eitzim not Mekabel Tumah. Sorry,
it's Pashut Kliyetz, Mamash.
It's not even Kliyetz. Like Kliyetz, you have to start going and distinguishing between Pshuta and between Bali Kibbul. It just regulates, and not Mekabel Tumah. Yotzo, sorry.
Rashi seems to say, "Is Maracha Mekabel Tumah?"
I'd say Maracha is Mekabel Tumah midrabanan because of of chibas hakoidish machshirasan. Look at the Rashi.
Yeah.
Ah, you just said eitzim namakovla. Ah, eitzim marocha mekablam tumerkinam rinan v'bosel rabbis eitzim levainim. He is midrabana. Mishem chibas hakoidish. Kroz and asmach to be alma. The eitzim alma le mekabli tuma. When one of the basic premises of tuma 101 is that not everything in the world is mekabel tuma. People are mekabel tuma. The kalim are mekabel tuma. And oichlena mashkin mekabel tumah. However, anything else which is not a person, for instance, all behemoths and chayes, are not mekabel tumah. even though they're living beings, not people. It has to be a clean.
Svarim and avokado.
Svarim?
Mm-hmm.
Probably not. Probably not. Although midrabanan, you have a sefer Torah, but that's because of the achborim. They used to put in the cheese together with the truma together with.
Jackie Weiss told me that
yes.
They used to print the shas, the big shas. They used to print actually in Ireland years ago. He said that before they did the printing, they would tovel the presses.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they do makabel too. They did as a chumrah, as a mal. He said they would tovel either the letters, but they would do a tefila. It should be the Torah Shabbos should be betahara.
What you're saying is 100% true, but that's not a chiyuv.
No, it's a chiyuv, but it shows a sensitivity that sperm can be macabre, might be macabre.
They felt it would be safer that way.
No, we're good. Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. And we continue on. So Vush state the Yetzir Nimar Avkol Dover Hamekabel Tuma Boil Ishim Yeshno Yotzu Eitim Shei Mekabel Tuma. With the exception of Atzim Arocha, you're correct. But that's midrabana, not minatoyra. Yotze dam v'yayin she'ein oilum le'ishim, even though dam v'yayin go on the mizbech, but they don't go on the ishim, on the fire of the mizbech. Yotze ketoyra she'ein al mizbech achitzoin, it excludes ketoyras, because ketoyras is brought every single day inside the heichel on the mizbech ha'pinimi. Okay. Zoktimar, eletam adimyati kro le'dam. The only reason why I'm saying dam, you don't need melach every time you do is rikas adam. Why? Because of the miut. Now, what is the miut? One miut that we just brought now from Rabbi Shmuel Benoit Shabrichim and Breika, the dam v'yayin ein oilum d'ishim. We had in yesterday's Breisa, it says in the Pasuk, minchasecha, and we said minchasecha v'loy damcha, that only on the mincha and not on the dam. So now, dam is clearly off the table vis-a-vis hilchois melich. Without the miyat, have a minute dam liboy melach. Then you would have to go and add salt every single time you do zrikas adam. Freik dimor, that's problematic. Why kimin demolche? As soon as you go and salt the dam, nofik lemi toiras dam. It's no longer correct kosher dam for purposes of doing the zrika. Why is it no longer kosher? The omaziri, om reb chanina. Dam shebishloi. If you took dam and you cooked it, ainay over olav. Now here we're talking about eating the dam. If a person goes and cooks the dam and eats it, he does not have a din of kares. Now you're wondering why not? So it says Rashi, because all the hilchis dam, when it says in the Torah, yinalari dam, called dam leisechelu, it's always in the middle of a parasha talking about karbonis. And therefore, really dam of an animal is intended to go and be spritzed on top of the mizbeach. Zrik on the mizbeach. It's not intended for eating or drinking. And then the Torah says, and by the way, even that dam which is not miyuchad for zrika in the Beis HaMikdash, because it wasn't brought for a carbon, but nevertheless, ki dam hu anofesh, that's the ganda, and you're not allowed to go and eat dam whatsoever. So the Gemara learns from that the hilchis regular chulin dam has to be similar to the dam that is used in the Beis HaMikdash. Meaning, that just like the dam in the Beis HaMikdash, if it was cooked, it would no longer have the potency of raw blood that you took from the animal in the Kabbalah Sadam, no good for Karbonis, for Zrika. Similarly, if you were to eat that dam outside the Beis HaMikdash, when it was cooked, you're not over on the Hilchis Isra dam, you don't go and get kares. The Gemara doesn't recommend doing it, and presumably there's another Isra involved, but the Isra that has a din of kares, ain't over olav. Anyway, so you Reb Chanina, dam shebishloi ain't over olav. And so you're saying to yourself, I'm not talking about cooking the dam, I'm just talking about throwing some salt on the dam. So what's the problem with that? Oh, Rav Yehuda, Omer Zairi, dam shemolchoi ain't over olav. I'm extending the din of bishul to include the din of melach. Why am I extending one to the other? Because when we learn Masechtas Chulin and Yetzer Hashem, we'll see Maliach Harihu Kiroiseach. When you go and salt something, it's as if you're cooking it. Ah, that being the case, every single time if you were to go and throw salt at the dam before doing the Zrikas Adam, that would be like a dam shebishloi or dam shemolchoi that ain't a over a love. If you're eating it outside the Beis HaMikdash, because it's not roi to be brought inside the Beis HaMikdash. So what's the Havamina that you can go and use salt for the dam, that I need a special meal to tell you, no. Melech and dam, these two don't mix. Of course it doesn't mix, because you remove the whole quality of the dam by cooking it or by adding the salt. Meliach hari kreisach. So Gemara is going to give an answer in another two lines, but in the meantime we first throw in a curveball, which is really unrelated. Rav Yehuda Didei Amar, until now it was Rav Yehuda Omer Ze'iri. Now Rav Yehuda says on his own, Eivorim Shetzolim Behelon Ein Behem Mishum Reach Nichoich. This is nothing to do with what we were talking about, but rather every single time it says by a carbon that Reach Nichoich LaHashem, so Poshim Shat Reach Nichoich means as that carbon is put on the Mizbeach and then the aroma comes up, so it's a wonderful aroma, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, ah, I thank you for bringing this korban, Yishakoyach, you did a wonderful job. So how do you undermine a Reach Nichoyach? Reach Nichoyach is an automatic thing. By just putting on a Mizbeach, you have Reach Nichoyach. It says Rav Yehuda, not always. What happens if you take the Eivorim, for instance, the Eivorim of a korban oila, and instead of putting them royahait, meaning raw, putting them on the Marocha, what happens if you decide inside the Azara to be tzola, to go and roast them on some private roaster or something, and after you roasted it, then you took the roasted Eivorim, and now you put them on the Mizbeach. No good. Ein b'mishum reich nichoyach, because the reich nichoyach is from the initial roasting, and not re-roasting something that was roasted already. And therefore, you're not yoytze the din of the reich nichoyach rasha. If you remember the beginning of Sechses Vachim, we had that there are six things that you have to have the shame. One of them was, it has to be the shame, Reach Nichoyach. Okay, again, this is nothing to do with our discussion, but our discussion is, how do you even have a hama minute to add melach to the dam? After all, it's going to have the status of dam shebishloi, which is no good for purposes of zrikas adam. Everything Gemara. The hama minute wasn't that we should go and put tons and tons of salt, but rather just put a mashu. Ma'ud say mishtaba mashu mitzvah mi'alma. Since the Torah requires that you have to go on kol karbon chatakr melach, so if I would think that the dam also has a status of carbon, in other words, without the exclusions, the miyutim, you put a bissel melach. That bissel melach is not going to cause any major ramifications
in terms of a little bit.
Abyssal, exactly. That's what I would have thought. Kamash Malon, that's why the Brisa tells you, no, don't even put a drop of salt on it. Gunish. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does.
Good.
Another question.
Yes.
He says, Befeilish in the Torah, you should not eat dam because it's the nefesh.
Mm-hmm.
If you cook it, you take the nefesh out.
Now you're asking for Reb Shimon Taima Dekra. Lamaisa, that's what Agmara tells us. I don't even know if this is halacha lamaisa, because you see where it has Reb Chanina and Reb Yudah Mezeiri, there's no Aleph Beis Gimel to the Rambam. So maybe halacha lamaisa, it's not that case. Maybe halacha, in fact, if you eat dam even shebishloi, maybe you do get karas chas v'shal. I can't tell you. All I can say is that these man the Yomer, Reb Chanina and Zeiri hold clearly, dam shemolchoi, dam shebishloi, ain't an oivra love, you're not oivra on the Isser of dam that says in the Torah. And therefore, you don't get cars. But don't try it out. Okay, getting back into this again. Gufa Omer Ze'iri Omer Abchanina Dam Shebishloi Einoi Oiver Olav Yenad Oiver An Hilchois Isser Dam. Yosef Rov V'Ka'omer Lo Shmaitze. Rov repeated this Shekel Torah. Eisvei Abaye. So Abaye asked the following question from the following Braisa. It was Ze'iri Omer Abchanina. Before we had Reb Chanina and we had Yehuda Omer Ze'iri. Now we have Ze'iri Omer Abchanina. Doesn't make a difference. Anyway, before we all said Zirom Reb Chanina. Sorry. Yes, I apologize. Good. So what does Zirom Reb Chanina say? Dam Shemishle Yinat Chayiv on Hilchois eating dam. Yosef Rav Mekamah Lo Shemaitza Eisvei Abai. Hikve Esadam. I have a braisa. With this braisa, I'm going to ask Akasha and Zeiri Om Reb Chanina. Which state in the braisa? Hikve Esadam V'ochlei. Now, hikve normally means to have the dam congeal. Now, we don't mean congealing in the sense that it becomes like a nice block of congealed blood. But what really mean is that it's totally dried out, similar to, I guess, I don't know if the word lahavdil applies, very often you go and buy a drink, even by orange juice, it says made out of concentrate. So here too, they took the dam, they made it into a solid, and then after that, when they would wish to reconstitute it, they would add presumably water, mix it up, and then sell it as dam. They reconstituted dam based on concentrate. Okay, so now what does Abaye say in the name of this brisa? Hikvis adam v'acholoi. If a person were to go and dry out the blood and eat it, or if you took chaylev, which is normally a solid, and you went and melted it by putting it over fire, the gomer, and you drank it, chayev. So even though the dam normally you think of drinking dam, and you think of eating chaylev, if you made aspich, and you went and you ate dam, and you drank chaylev, you're also chayev. Now the Gemara is assuming that the hikvez adam is the same process as the dam shebishloi, that when you go and cook the dam, also presumably it bubbles and all the air leaves and it becomes just a dry solid. So both the dam shebishloi is a solid and the hikvez adam is a solid. By the way, when you had the word hikva, Rashi reminds us that yesterday in the Oz Yosher and the Shira, we had the pasuk kafu sahay mois belev yam. So here the word hikva is related to the word kafu.
In modern Hebrew, kafu means frozen.
Yeah. Right. Oh, kafui, yeah, 100%, right. So it comes from the same. Very good. Yeah, okay, well, that's for Shaila's gun. Malicha, we're talking about Malicha. Okay, very good. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, Lamaisa, what does that Gemara go and tell us? So we have a kasha on Zeiri Ambachanina. Because the Braisa says that if you dried out the blood and you made it into a solid, you're chayiv. And here's Zeiri Ambachanina said, if you dried out the blood by boiling it and cooking it, you're a potter. It's a shver. And for the more like kasha, kan shehikva b'ur, kan shehikva b'chama. It depends how you converted the liquid into a solid. Did you do it by putting it over the fire, like on top of your stove? Or you put it outside in the backyard or whatever when it was nice and hot? Oh, yeah, I can't wait for those days. Anyway, and that made the dam dry out and then became a solid. What's the nafkimina? Dry blood is dry blood. So if you mara b'ur lehoder, if you go and take the blood and you make it dry and solid as a result of putting it over your fire, lehoder. If afterwards you added water to it and you want to reconstitute it and make now dam concentrate, it doesn't go, it doesn't work. However, b'cham, if you put it out in the sun, hodor, then after that, after it all, it's become nice and dry, you add water, and you mix it, and you have dam concentrate. It's a pretty dumb thing to do, right?
Chos of an air.
I'm sorry?
It's a very smart thing to do.
Smart thing to do, okay.
But it's dumb.
Condesicate. Wow.
Desiccate.
Yeah. Dried out. Okay, anyway, but you get the idea.
The person who's good at this is called a dummy.
A dummy, okay. Shkoyach. So let's get back to our Gemara. So Gemara now distinguish between Or and Chama. And in fact, if you go back to Zeiri, Reb Chanini says, Dam Shebishloi, Bishloi means that he cooked it by the definition or. Means over the Or, over the fire. Oh, so then, Ein Oiver Olav, why is he not Oiver Olav? Because it's Lehoder. It's never going to become liquid once again, so it's lost its whole Torah's Dam. Masha'enke, the Gabi the Chama, it says, Himcha es, Hikfa es Adam, doesn't say Bishloi, how was he hikvah sedam? By putting it out in the sun, and the sun causing it to become kafui, frozen, or what, or dried out, a solid. It became a solid as opposed to a liquid, and this can be regenerated and rejuvenated, and therefore you are chayiv after all.
To a chemist.
Exactly. Anyway, zokti moravaita, oba even b'chama nami lema hoil the idchi idchi. Why don't you go and say, at the time that it was dried out in the chama, that everybody agrees that at that point you're not chayiv on the dam. You're only going to be chayiv on the dam when you add the water to it and you mix it. So why don't you go and say, since for at least for a temporary period, whether it was a minute or a day or a year, that it was dried out blood. Before you re-condescended it, right? Whatever your fancy ishmet. Desiccated, yeah, exactly, before that. So why don't you say that it was idchi? This iser was pushed aside, so to speak, or suspended. So idchi, maybe it's suspended forever. And in fact, this is not a brand new shayla. The boy mine Rabbi Mani, me Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Mani asked Rabbi Yochanan, dam shekorash va'acholei mahu. If you have such dried out blood, what's the din? Once it becomes dried out, afterwards you can maybe you want to go and rejuvenate it. But once it's nitche, it's yitche, done, suspended forever.
What's the difference in Karash and Hikfa then?
I think they're the same.
Okay.
So Timura Ishtik, he was quiet, he didn't know what to answer. Amalei, so he said back, Dilma, now the Gemara has a very interesting expression, Dilma Vadai, for sure. Dilma, maybe, for sure. How can you have both maybe and for sure at the same time? So in fact, the Bach takes one of the two out. If you look at the Bach, Dilma Kan, King Tzurich Leiman, take out the word Vaday. So if the Bach takes it out Vaday, so we can be Vaday, that the proper word here is Dilma. Omalei, Dilma Kan b'chatoyis achitzoynyos, Kan b'chatoyis apirimiyos. Ah, maybe the difference between the two halachas, the Ziri Amrab Chanin Adam Shebishlai, and the Brice of the Hikves Adam, don't give the teretz about chame and ur. I have a better teretz. The nafkemina is, what is the blood? Is that blood from chatois achitzainois, meaning being used in the azara? Or is this chatas pinimius, where you're using the blood inside the hechel? And you're saying to yourself, what difference does that make? The Gemara will address that. Don't be noivis, we're going to get to it. Omar, so he said, at karta milzi, you know, I thank you very much for making this distinction between the chatois achitzainios and the chatois apinimius, because now you reminded me, the omar of chizda, dam shekorash bechatois hapinimios, right? You have to add over here, it's a tevov, you have to add chatois achitzainios, you have to add the word chatois achitzainios. If you have that blood from the chatois achitzainios, the ochel and he ate it, you're chayv. Now, what's stuck of the reason why? Manishtana chatois chitzoin, chatois apinimius, says Yimor, because look at the lushen of the possum. The lokach, the nosan omrachmana, the high barlekicha unasinahu. Where did it say velokach venosan? If you have the Torah or Hashalim, velokach akoyem, velokach midoma betzboy, venosan alkanes mizbach oil. So the two key verbs in this possek are velokach and menosan. Says the Gemara, v'hai, even though the blood is dried out, it's a balakich unasinahi. You could go and take the dried out blood, and you can go and place the dried out blood. Because, in fact, it might even be easier now that it's in the form of a solid rather than a liquid. Liquid, of course, can spill out everywhere. Sure. Solid is much easier to go and deal with. So it's a balakich unasinahi. V'chatzois ha'pidimiyois v'acholi is potter. Why? Because by the Chatois Apinimis it says V'tov L'Koynes Etzboi V'hizal Noichach Penei Oil Moid. Ah, so by definition that has to be a liquid. Amrachman of Hayla Bar Tvil Vazoi. Once it's dried out, you can't do a Tvil Vazoi. Ah, so that's the difference between Ziri Amr Abchanino, Abchanino Maziri, yeah, Ziri Abchanino, Bam Shabishloi, Einoi Oiver Olav. What is that talking about? The Chatois Ha Chitzoinois blood, where. No, that's chatois apnimius blood. Yeah, chatois apnimius blood. Then any over olav. Why? Because it's not capable of being tvil of azor. Because lava tvil of azoi. Or the other brisa that says that your chayiv is talking about v'lokach v'nosan blood. Very good. So this was what Rava said now in the name of someone or other. Rava Omar.
Rava Repeater. I'm Rava Zir. I'm Azir. I'm Chanina.
Ah, okay.
By two dots.
By the two dots.
Gufa.
Kufa, okay, yeah. Kufa Omer Zirim Rav Chanina. But we're talking about Rava now.
Right, Rava Kamer Lashmaitza. Rava's repeating this.
Rava said it over this Shtikul Torah. Shkoyach. V'Rava Didei Omer, now Rava says on his own, Afil b'chatois ha'pnimiyois, v'achola yer ulzu chayv. Now why you chayv b'chatois ha'pnimiyois? Since once it becomes hardened and solidified, it's no longer roi for tvila v'azoya. Says Rava, hoyil ukenegdoi roi b'chatois ha'chitzoinis. It doesn't have to be that mamish. This blood is roi for tvila or b'chal, since it's brother blood, the blood that's going to be used for the chatois achitzoinis. There you don't need it to be roi for tvila v'azor. All you have to have is roi for lekicha and asina. And over there, that blood, it would be good blood for purposes of zrika, and therefore it's good blood for purposes of the iser eating dam b'chulin. So the same thing applies. We're not going to go and make a differentiation between one and the other. All bloods are basically the same. Rav Papa said, once you say that halacha hilkach, I can go and take this to the next degree. And dam chamor, uyoyoy, dam of a chamor, shekorish v'chola yur chayiv, haylu k'neg doi roi b'chatois achi tzoynois. Even though you can never use dam chamor on the mizbech, chas v'sholem, chamor, but nevertheless, if you were to go and eat it when it happens to be hard, your chayiv, why? K'neg doi, because it's causing. The kosher blood is roi b'chatois achitzoinos, so the meila dam chamor shekoresh should also be chayiv just because of its cousin where you can use chatois achitzoinos. Amr Gidl Amr Ziri, dam bein lach bein yovesh is choitze. So now we're leaving hilchois achila and hilchois zrika, and now we're talking about hilchois chatzitza. If a person is toivling and he or she has on their skin some dam, oui, that's problematic. Bein lach sai if it's wet, moist, if it's dried out, it's a chatzitza. Pray to Marazoi Meisvei. Hadam v'hadiyoi v'hadvash v'hacholav yaveshin ar chaytetzin. Yes, if it's yavesh. Lach, and however, if it's moist, ain't al chaytetzin. You just told me now that dam bein lach bein yavesh as chaytetzin. Here it says lach ain't al chaytetzin. So make up your mind. Zimolei kasha, hodesorech, hodeloi sorech. It all depends on whether it is sticky and attaches itself to the skin. If it's sticky, even though it happens to be liquid, then it's choitzit, because something is still sticking to the to the surface, to the skin. What you have to do is wash it vigorously to get off any stickiness. Masha'en ken, if it's not sticking, it's just that you have this blood which is just lying moistly on a person's skin. Presumably it goes into the mikvah, presumably it just dissolves and washes off on its own. But if it's sticky, well, then you gotta remove it. Okay. Now it says in the end of the pasuk. Well, it says in the pasuk a few times. V'chol kaban min choschem melech timloch v'leisash bis melech bris lekech me'al mekosech al kol kamoncha takrev melech. So at least at the beginning of the pasuk it says the word timloch v'chol kaban kaboncha v'chol kaban min choschem b'melech timloch. Right, the more lemay also would always need this timloch. Look at the sanyim. B'melech yochol tivoynehu. Since the Torah tells us that you have to add melech v'chol kaban min choscha ba melach timloch, I would think that the amount of melach that you have to add is tvoinehu. Now, what does tvoinehu mean? The Gemara is going to come up with three definitions in another moment. But that's what I would have thought. Put on melach tvoinehu. Tamaloyim no ba melach timloch. Don't do a tvoinehu. Again, what that means, we'll see in a moment. Now, e timloch yochel b'mei melach. Maybe you'd be yoitzer, you can go and take from Pesach night, from the Seder, go and take Zaltzvasser. Who says it has to be real solid melech? Even use liquid melech. Tamaloyimar ba melech. You know, I was in, it was one day or 2 days before Pesach last year in a supermarket in Muncie, and someone was marketing salt water in a little dish. I think it was, I don't know, $1.99 or something for 2 ounces of salt water. Can people do at least that? So, so smart. And then
to have a top tier certification.
Yes, a top tier certification, probably three of them. But the question: can't you make at least a
sort
of?
That's why they have to have all the mashkichim.
All right. Anyway, enough
given. It was probably Arab Pesach of Shabbos, so you can't really mix the salt.
Very good.
I'm going to call you the salt of rock.
Anyway, Yochum and Melech, Tamaloyim and Melech. No, it's got to be solid salt and not liquid salt. And then the pasuk says, "V'loy sashpis Melech bris alikecha mi almin chasecha." What do I learn from "loy sashpis"? Poshup shali sashpis means don't refrain from placing salt on your carbon. But how does Igmar learn that? Havei Melech, bring in salt she'ena shoyveses, that never sleeps. Just like a Citibank, right? It never sleeps. Now the question is, what does that mean? Says Rashi, this means, I think Mar is going to say it momentarily, Ve'ezezu melech sedoimis. So to Rashi, what means she'ena shevesis? About 10 lines from the bottom. Shemitsuya bekayitz ubechoyrif. You can find it during the summer months and during the winter months. U'melech sedoimis hayam mashlicha le'agafa. What it means is that this salt is not mine quarried from the ground, but rather you get it from the ocean. And this ocean
from Yamamelech Mamish.
Yamamelech Mamish.
So don't go and salt much.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
And so the Yam 365 days a year, 24/7, it doesn't sleep. Even on Shabbos it doesn't sleep. What does it do? It's constantly throwing its waves, which include the salt, to the sides, and then afterwards when the water returns, leaves behind some of these salt deposits. So this is a melech which is constantly flowing, constantly being reproduced or produced, and therefore that's the type of melech that you should use for kabbalah. What happens in Minayin Shimulim? What's a melech sedoimis? Sinishda, shemevi melech istrukanis, in other words, regular, normal melech, says Rashi, that you mine from the ground, and that's how you, from a mine quarry of salt. How do you know that's also good? It says in the pasuk, "Kolman min chosa, the melech chimah v'li sakrim melech b'sakech v'li sajbis melech b'sakech v'yam chasech al kol kamancha takriv melech." takrif, any takrif kolshu, any type. And therefore, even the melech is struklis. Takrif mikol mokaim. Takrif vafilu b'shabbos. Takrif vafilu b'tumah. In other words, any time and every time, always bring melech. If you don't have this type of melech, bring that type of melech. And even on Shabbos, even b'tumah, always melech.
But not kosher salt from the supermarket.
Oh, certainly more. My tvoineu. We said before, yochel tvoineu. We said we're going to have three definitions. Omer Rabba Bar Ula, hochi ka omer yochel yisboinenu ketevin betit. I would think you should go and put on so much salt as if you are taking straw and putting it into the mud to make out of that bricks and mortar, just like we learned a few parashas ago by in Mitzrayim. So maybe that's the amount of salt. You really got to inundate it with salt. So I would have thought, but melech timlach na, even timlach afil abissal. Omali Abayi says, I don't like that pshat, because ihachi, why does it say in the brisa, yochel tivoineu, why didn't it say ihachi, yochel yisboinenu, which would mean a lashon of teven, mi boiling. Oh. So therefore, it doesn't sound like that's what the Brisa was talking about. Elam abai yochel yasenu kibinyan. Oh, I would think you have to go and pour on so much salt to make it like a binyan. Oh. And Rashi says, what means a binyan? That it should have multiple layers. Yitun melech harbe, what's Rashi kibinyan, five lines of the bottom. Melech harbe, shura, al shura. Like when you go make a binyan, you put on layers of bricks, one on top of the other, and on top of the other, and maybe that's what you got to do. Amalei Rava says, Rava, ihachi, it shouldn't say yivoineu, tivoineu, it should say yivnenu mi boile, from Meloshin and Binyan. It's vaitanishkut. El Amar Rava, yochel tvoineu, my tvoineu, Amar Ravashi, yochel yitin boi, tam kivina. I would think that you only have to put in a relatively small amount, like bina, like Rashi says, kibina ba'odam, meaning a person only needs a little bit of seichel to do a lot of good things. But unfortunately, some people are missing even that little bit of seichel. But the point is that just like bina is a relatively small amount, I would think that that's the amount that you have to go and put on the melech. Tamalei matimlach, even weiniger, even less. And that was what Gemara said earlier about the dam. I would think you just put a mashu, a mitzvah, mi alma.
A dash of salt.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know how you use that term, but that's fine. A dash.
On both sides.
Well, we're going to talk about both sides in a moment.
Both
sides of the argument and both sides of the melicha. So, Amar Ravashi, Yochel Yitam Mitam Kevina, Tam Eloimar Timlach, Abyssal. So, Ketzer Oisa, how do you do it? Maybe Ho'ever, for instance, if you're talking about the Ever of the Oila, bring it. V'noisel of Melech and sprinkle it a dash of salt. V'chois v'hoifcha and then turn it on its other side. V'noisel of Melech u'maleu. And after you did that, put that on top of the Mitzvayach. And Omer Abaye v'chim l'kdeira. Also, when you want to go and eat kosher meat, as you know, to kosher the meat, you have to go and put on salt on the meat. So therefore, you do the same thing. First, on one side you put on the salt, turn the other side, put on the salt, and then let it sit up for a little bit, and then after that you rinse it off, and then you can go and use it for cooking. Okay. Did I ever tell you a story with Rabbi Ornstein's Chorin Lebrucha? Rabbi Ornstein's Chorin Lebrucha was the roof for many years at the Ridnik Shtibel, where today L'Hab Ben Chaim L'Chaim, where Rabbi Stein is the roof. Anyway, Rabbi Ornstein was a Yid from the Haim. And at one point, there was something known as the Midtown Board of Kashrus. Some people said it wasn't such a good hashgacha. Okay, that's not important now. But so one of his jobs, he would work for them or help them or whatever. And one of his jobs was he would go and inspect the Busser Kosher stores that they had on Broadway. They don't exist anymore. But at one time, you had virtually every block another Busser Kosher store. And presumably it was kosher. Anyway, so once he went into a Busser Kosher store on Broadway between 86th and 87th Street on the other side, and he went in and he spoke to the manager of the store and he said to him, where do you get the meat from? You get it from this and this, Schlachthos, whatever. And he said, okay, do you do the melicha? Do you go and salt the meat? And the person asked him, why should I salt the meat? He said, to get out the blood. To get out the blood? Rabbi, are you nuts? I would dafka want that it should be as bloody as possible to entice all of the customers to come, and not because of the weight. For that, he could have added some more salt. But he wanted to go and entice customers to go and buy it in fresh. So therefore, if you looked in the window, you would often see a bloody piece of meat. And he said, that's how customers come. Oh, it looks like it's nice and fresh. It was just geschachten.
Yeah. Well, Holstein's, I remember. Within 72 hours. I used to buy hollows of grape juice there, Erev Shabbos.
Okay, this sort was only
so much. I didn't buy any meat there. I remember
it. Okay.
Okay, well, whatever.
Just to keep
so
the blood
people
in.
Have to salt the meat at home themselves.
Exactly, yeah, we used to always do that.
But the manager of the store said he never ever heard of that there's a din of malicha by meat. And he's the one in charge of the basar kosher meat there. Anyway.
He was Jewish.
He was Jewish. Well, it doesn't make a difference.
I remember. I used to.
Maybe it was Jesus.
Anyway, no, it doesn't make a difference.
Because I used to. Chal is a grape juice. I'd buy it there because there was no.
You're thinking about Goldings.
No. It was 86 and 87. That's where PC Richards is now.
I know what it's called.
Okay.
Not anymore.
Doesn't make a difference. Hey, PC Richards is also a Shon Gishtarm. That's now somebody else.
It's 79.
Yeah. Okay, they moved, but from that location, Gishtarm. All right, doesn't make a difference. And we continue on. Tanu Rabban, Melech she'al gabi ho'ever moy'alen boy, she'al gabi ha'kevesh v'shebroi she'shal mizbeach ain moy'alen boy. What happens if a person takes some of that melech and uses it, and therefore is abusing it if he's not using it for kosher? So now, if he went and used that melech gabi ever, like an ever of an oiler, for instance, and now, after he put it on that ever, I were to go and take a knife or a spoon and take some of that melech away, and I use it on my own personal meat or whatever, then you'd be over on me'ila. However, if I take out melech from the container or wherever it's lying on the kevesh is on the ramp, v'sharoshu mizbeach on the top of the mizbeach, also lying in some sort of klisharais, if I use any of that, ain me'alim boy, there's no din of me'ila. Why not? Mamanishtana. Vi omra masna maikra, it says in the pasuk, vi kravtum levnei Hashem, vi shlicha hakehanim aleihem melach, the hello oisam oil Hashem. So the pasuk says, the pasuk in Cheskel, I assume, yeah, that vi kravtum, they were makriv vi karbon, and then vi shlicha kehanim, they made sure to go and throw on some salt, and they brought it up as an oil Hashem. So says Rashi, by the fact that it says they brought it up as oil Hashem, this is referring to not only the Aver itself, but also to the melech on top of the Aver. All of that now is considered to be a package of oil Hashem. No, just like you now let it have anah from the oil, because that's like the emun on the mizbeach, that's Hashem. So you now let it go and be moil in the salt, which is on top of that oil, because that also has a name.
It's butto, as it were.
Become secondary to the oil. Good. Tanan Hossam. Ala melech vi ala eitzim shihu hakihanim ni oisim hen. Now this Tanan Hossam is a partial quote of a Mishnah in Masechtos Shkolim. In that Mishnah, it starts off that Shivid Dvorim Hisnu Bezin. Bezin made seven Tanoim there inside the Beis Hamikdash, and these are two of those seven. What are they? That Ala Melech Bala Eitzim Shir Kahanim Ni Oisim Mehem. The Kahanim that happen to be the Beis Hamikdash, they don't get any lavish salary for doing their sheiris in the Beis Hamikdash. They get, of course, the matnes kahuna, but one of the tanoim, or two of the tanoim that Bezdin made, was that they can also use from the public salt and from the eitzim for their own purposes. As we state in the Mishnah. Now, Shmuel immediately limited this very, very much. Amar Shmuel, lo yishonu ele karbonim. For purpose of their carbon, they can use the melech and the eitzim. Aval achila loy, but not for the achila. Now the question is, what's the definition of karbanim? What's the definition of achila? So kolsol kadaitech, we normally assume my the karbanim lemloyech karbanim, that when they are bringing their own karbanis in the Beis Hamikdash, whether it's a shlomim or an oila or an oshim or a chatos or whatever, that they can use from the public salt as well as use from the public eitzim, which are there in the Beis Hamikdash. That's what I assumed. Of course, the Gemara is going to ask later on. For that, I need a chiddush. Madach every single Yisrael, when Yisrael comes and brings his regular carbon, he doesn't have to bring along melech or eitzim. He uses the public melech and eitzim. So what's the chiddush? Of course the koyin, the chazal had to make up a special tanai, a special takona, that the kehanim can go and use the melech and eitzim for their kabbanis. You know, manishtana, why are they any different than any other yid that can go and use these public melech and eitzim for the kabbanis? So tomorrow we'll discuss that down below. But in the meantime, that's what the Gemara held in the Havamina, that they can use it for their karbanos, limloyach karbanam, but lech alachidus kodshim, nochu, omishmul ashen lekarbanam, alachil aloy, kasol kadaitim ay lekarbanam, limloyach karbanam, what means lech alachidus kodshim, that if they're eating from the kodshim, then they cannot go and use any of that salt for their achilas. In other words, they're getting lemushel achoz v'shoik from a shlomim, and the meat would be much tastier if you can go and add some salt to it, and perhaps use the salt also for removing any blood and stuff.
They roasted it typically to get out to avoid that.
The chaz v'shoik?
Yeah.
How do you know?
They could do bishul too.
You could do anything. We had Nigmar before, the moshchas. You can eat it any way you want.
Mustard.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, but anyway, getting back to our Gemara, lech lechidus kodshim, and so therefore they could use the salt and the eitzim for purposes of their kabanas, but not for their own personal usage to go and eat at night. Freit Nigmara, is that pshat in Shmuel? It doesn't sound right. Hashalom leich oirois kudishim yohavinan, lechidus kodshim ulo yohavinan. What happens, the oiris that the kahanim friends get, like from the oil of the marshal, what do they do with that oir? They take it home and they use it for manufacturing pocketbooks or shoes or whatever you use oir for, or to put it on a table spread or on the floor. So that you're allowed to use the melach in the Beis HaMikdash. You can't use it to go and eat from the kabanas. How do you know you're allowed to use the melach for oiris kachim? Desani, we have a braisa. Nimtas ata oime b'shloishim mekoimis and melach nesuna. There are three different depositories of melech in the Beis HaMikdash that you would find and see on a regular basis. Belishkas HaMelech, a large depository of melech in the Lishka. V'al Gabi HaKevish, and on top of the ramp. U'Barosh HaMizbech, on the top of the Mizbech. Now, what was the purpose of these three? Belishkas HaMelech, Shisham Molchen Oirais. Oh, you would go and bring your oir in, which was after you finished stripping it from the animal, and after taking the Evorim and all the rest for purpose of the carbon. Now you take that or you could be moileach it in the Lishkas HaMelech. Kodshim al gabe shom molchen oiris kodshim. Al gabe kevish, what did you do with the salt that was on the kevish? Shom molchen es oivorim. In the Sechtes Yuma, when we learned about that you had 13 kahanim doing the avoida every single morning, and each one would bring from the oilas tumit to the mizbeach, they didn't initially put it all the way on top, but initially they put it on the ramp itself, and then they would leave the ramp and they would go towards the ulam, and then they would all lay in krishma together. It would be birchas kehanim, as the Gemara in Maseches Yuma talks about in greater detail. So, at the time that they put the evorim on the kevish of the mizbeach, they would go and be moileach them, and then subsequently they would be placed on top of the mizbeach shortly thereafter. Why did you have another depository or repository of roish of melech amroish shom mizbeach shom molchin hakoymitz v'halavoyne v'haktoyres u'minchas kehanim u'minchas kein mashiach u'minchas esachim v'oilis ha'oyf? That all those other things, when it says haktoyres, presumably they had a repository on the mizbeach hapanimi, because that's where the haktoyres was brought every day. Or maybe they added the salt to the haktoyres and then they moved it over to the mizbeach hapanimi. But whatever it is, but bottom line is, you had on top a roshim mizbeach, you use that for the kmitza, for the levoina, toiris, minchas kehanim, minchas kohen mashiach, minchas esachim. We mentioned those three separately because those are kula kolu, and that's why you don't put it on the kmitza. The whole minchas kehanim, the whole minchas kohen mashiach, whole minchas esachim, the whole thing you put on top of the mizbeach, so you put malich on it. Vo'ilis ha'oif, also you do malich. Zoktimora, oi bazoi. So I see that Shmuel's halacha, that leishonu el kabanim avlachil aloi, that if the kahanim want to eat their kabanis, they cannot use from the public melach in the Beis HaMikdash. That's an untenable explanation. Because if you're allowed to go and use the public melach for purpose of salting your oirais, certainly you can use it for salting your food that you're eating. El says, Yomar, you're right. El maile karbonam, kabanim doesn't mean on their kabanis that they're bringing, it means lachilas karbonam, to go and eat from their kabanas. Umayla achila, you said kabanim, yes, and achila, no. What's the achila de chulin? If they wanted to take some of that melech and put it on their chulin food, that they're not allowed to. Frey Timara, chulin pshita, my bohasim. What's the chulin doing there in the first place in the Beis HaMikdash? Chulin is at home. You don't take the melech from the Beis HaMikdash and take it home. Come on. So Timara, afal gav di omar mar, yoichlu, shiyoichlu ima chulin, utruma kiteshehe necheles ala soiva afilohachi melech the kodshim lo yavinan lehu. Even though it says by certain karban, especially by the karban mincha, that when you eat it, you should try to eat it ala soiva. Reminds us a little bit about the karban pesach that you eat ala soiva, but that's the requirement also for the kahanim when they are eating from the karban mincha, they should eat it ala soiva. So what happens if there's not enough to go around to make everybody satisfied, then they should, prior to that, eat some chulin and truma to go and fill up most of their stomachs, and then have the finishing touch is eat from that karban mincha. Aha. So therefore, shtei techdu, that when they are eating the mushroom from the karban mincha, they are supposed to make sure to eat prior to that, the chulin metruma. So I would think, no, what happens to the chulin metruma? They want to add a little salt. Afalahachi melech bekodshim lo yavin lo. Now, where did they eat this chulin and truma? It would sound like from the Gemara that they ate it inside the Beis Hamikdash in the Azara.
You can't bring chulin to the Azara.
Okay, so that's a very good question. So because of what you just said now, there's a toisis in the middle of the Amud, parallel to where we're learning, chulin pshita, mai bo hasan, pirish bekuntris, mishum demachnis chulin la'azara. How can you bring in chulin la'azara? Umeshani afagab di omemar. That Gemara that we just learned now. Upirish bekuntres kloimer chutz la zora yoichlu chulin utruma viachnisu viachlu ala soiva. Now in our Rashi we don't have that girsa, this pshat. However, this Rashi does appear elsewhere. And in fact, if you see that the yud aleph next to the word bekuntres, you look at the Masoris Ashas and he gives you 5 or 6 or 7 different places where Toisus talks about this in greater detail. You have a Toisus in Tmur and Daf Chav Gimel, and Toisus in Psachim and Daf Pei Vav, and you have a Toisus Lekamon and Daf Pei, and you have one in Bava Basra, and you have one in Chulin, and one in Zvachim. So you see that this is a very hot topic. Now, what do all these Toisus say? Not all of them, but what some of these Toisus say is two answers. Answer number one, the one that we just gave the name of Rashi, that in fact they did not bring the chulin and truma into the Azara, but they ate it first at home or on the Harabayas or wherever, but outside the Azara. And now they're pretty full, but we're not there yet. Now they come for their kumpot, they come in for the afikoman, so to speak, and they eat now the karv mincha inside. Ah, so that's what the Brice is telling us. Even though the word yoichlu requires that they fill themselves up prior. Not totally fill themselves up, otherwise it would be an achila gasa. But to go and fill themselves up pretty much, by 75%, and then to fill themselves up finally with the eating from the karban mincha. But nevertheless, don't even think of using the melech kodshim for that purpose. In other words, don't even take it outside the azar. Toisus, however, continues on. If you look right in the same toisus, middle of the toisus. We just said now that chulin is tzorech achilas kodshim hein. Then in fact that was a preparation for the achilas kodshim, so it's part of the ritual and requirements.
Later,
I'm sorry, machshir, yeah, matir metamachshir and all the rest. Leis of lehu melech. Look, why don't we go in fact give them some of that melech to go and sprinkle on the chulin and on the truma. Umiu afilu bazora machnis and tavli chulin. The truth be told, that even in the Azara, we do bring in some chulin. Not in the we have back in Zvachim. The chulin Rishon Kahanim losos atoichen tavli chulin utruma. You're allowed to bring in some spices and some seasoning.
Shai, that's your mustard.
Yeah, your mustard and your ketchup and all the rest. The chulin utruma. The nafkli bigmar merchsiv. It says a melamashcha ligdula to go and tell you just like the melachim eat and the melachim have on their tables all different types of dips, just like everybody has now Friday night. Before or after their fish, they have 12 different types of dips on it, something that was never prevalent years ago. So tois v'shem ba'oisin tavlim pshita shiyoch alitein melech shul koydish kamei b'kodshem atzman. If they're eating it mamish in the azora, part of the tavlim, part of the seasonings, then you're allowed to add a little salt to that too. But taking it outside, according to Rashi's pshat, then you wouldn't be able to. Anyway, so there's a lot of discussion whether they brought it in or out. Who's up there?
This is very interesting.
Yeah.
But in those days, they used to have tovo, pito, the chomets. Mm-hmm. They had dips.
Okay. Fine. Then they had the Guatemala and all those type of things that they have today.
But they had
chomets. Olive oil, zaatar.
Was it kutach they had? They used to eat kutach.
But that was milchik, so they didn't eat it with the kibbutz.
They didn't with kutchim, but they had kutach. They had dips.
Yes. Okay. This is not good. Maybe it wasn't a dip. Maybe they ate it straight.
Condiment.
Like a yogurt. Okay. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. Okay, so that very good. So what we've concluded now, what was Shmuel's statement? You're allowed to go and add to their achilas karbonos. You're allowed to go and add salt. However, la'achila, achilas chulin utruma, which they're using to go and cause that the eating should be ala soiva, for that you're now allowed to go and add the salt. How can I mistake? I'll bring you right. This okadaitach, like you learned initially, ma'ile karbonam limloyach, that what did you wanted to say? That we're giving a heter. That was one of these takonis of Bezdin, that the kohanim could use their melech for their own karbonis when they're bringing in asher mechatas and oil, etc. Time with the asi Bezdin, because Bezdin made it tonight. Holy asi Bezdin loy, Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to use it for their own karbanas. Hashli Yisrael Yavina. Every Yisrael that comes in and brings in a karban, he doesn't have to bring the melech along. He doesn't have to bring the eitzim along. Like Kahanim Lo Yavinim, we're not going to give it to the Kahanim. Decide like a Nundan Abraisa. Yochel Hu Oimer Harai Yolai Mincha. I would think a private citizen that says, I'm going to bring a mincha. Yovi melech mitoich beisai, kiderech maybe levoina mitoich beisai. Just like besides the mincha, he has to bring the levoina. Maybe I would think he has to bring the melech as well. And vidinu, and I would make a kal v'chayme, or at least a hekish. Noyim ne'emar, the word, it says, sounds like the word hevi, but it should be pronounced hovei. Nemar hovei mincha v'hovei melech. The Torah says you got to bring your mincha if you are menadev kar mincha, you got to bring it. And it says you have to akol karbancha takre melech, you have to bring melech. V'nemar hovei mincha v'hovei levoina. It says bring mincha bring levoina. Ma levoina b'tech beisai. You don't use the public levoina. You got to bring your own incense, frankincense, whatever. Af melech b'tech beisai. Maybe you have to bring the melech from your own house too. Oy kalach l'derech zo. Nemar hovei mincha v'hovei melech. Bring your mincha, bring melech. V'nemar hove mincha v'hove eitzim. Bring your mincha and your eitzim. In other words, you can't bring a carbon without eitzim. Ma eitzim mishol tzibur, av melech mishol tzibur. So therefore, I don't know now what's the story with the melech. Is melech like levoina, that I got to bring it from my own storage, I got to buy levoina and bring it? Or is it like the eitzim, that I don't have to, I can use it from mishol tzibur. What's the din by melech? Says Yimar. Now let me dive. Let's see which one it is more close to. Let's go learn the din of melech from eitzim, because eitzim and melech are shayach by all karbanos. Mash enkin levoina is only by the karban mincha. Oy kalach l'derech zu, afshef haket. Don davar haba ima b'kli echad, midavar haba ima b'kli echad, val yechichu eitzim sh'enin boim ima b'kli echad. I should go and talk about those things that are together in the same kli, meaning levoina you put in the same kli together with the mincha, and the Gemara is assuming that you add the salt into the kli sharis as well.
Kli sharis number one.
I don't know number one or number two. But lemaisa you have to, if you put in kli sharis number one, that'll only compound the difficulties of having to do the kmitza. So unless you're going to
go, but that's what I say. But that's the whole point. Is that we said maybe there'll be a kartov of melech in there. Where did the kartov of melech come from? If you didn't put it in there,
could be. Anyway, Rashi doesn't address it, but what you're saying makes sense. So you have to put a kli echad. So therefore, learn the melech from the levoina because both of them come to kli echad, and don't learn from eitzim she'enim b'kli echad. Talmud loimar. So how taka do I know the din of the bris melech, not the bris, that the melech that you can use, the public melech, and you don't have to bring your own private melech. Tamloy, it says in the pasuk, bris melech oilam hi, l'chol zarecha itach. So it says a pasuk of bris melech oilam. Ula halon hu oimer, and it says the gabe the lechem haponim, me eis b'nei Yisrael bris oilam. Mal halon, just like by the lechem upon him, is Mishal Tzibur, who funds the lechem upon him. It's from the Lishka funds, from the Tzibur funds, from the Takachatim, from the Machtes HaShekel, Afkar Mishal Tzibur. The same thing applies to the Melech. I learn bris oilam, just like over there, the lechem upon him, Mishal Tzibur, the Melech Mishal Tzibur, Alek. Omli, so therefore, it wouldn't make sense to go and say that Yisraelim can use the public Melech for their private kavanas and the Kehanim Nisht. When the Kahanim are second-class citizens, if anything, they should get a benefit because of the fact that they're doing the Sheiris. So a fringe benefit. So you are 100% right. When it said the Karbanam, it doesn't mean for their Karbanas, it means for the Achilas Karbanos that they're allowed to use that Melech. Amalei Rav Mordechai l'Rav Ashi. Hachi ka'amar Rav Shisha b'rei Davidi lo'y nitzricha el leben bukhri. What is the Gemara telling us? We go back to that Mishnah in Masechta Shkolim that tells us that you can go and use the melech and you can go and use the eitzim. And you just said now, it must mean that you can use the melech for the achilas kachim. It certainly couldn't mean that you use the melech for the regular carbon because every yid in Klal Yisrael can use the regular melech. So why are they second-class citizens? Says Rav Mordechai Rav Ashi, I'll tell you why they might be considered second-class citizens. Because of Ben Bukhri. Who is Ben Bukhri? Did not. Om Rabbi Yehuda, heyed Ben Bukhri. Be Yavna, kol koin shishoikel einoi choyte. Any coin that decides to go and give the machtes shekel, he is not sinning. What that means is that Ben Bukhri holds that a coin does not have to bring the machtes shekel. And therefore, since he doesn't have to bring it, if he wants to bring it, Gesundheit. Now, why does Ben Bukhari hold that a Kohen does not have a duty to bring the Machtas HaShekel? So Rashi reminds us that the Machtas HaShekel is in the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, and there in the Pasuk says, Kolo Oiver Alapkudim, Ibn Esrim Shon of Amala, they have to go and give the Machtas HaShekel. Yitain Trumas HaShem. Now, who are the Oiver Alapkudim? Only the rank and file Jews. Shevet Levi were not Oiver Alapkudim because they had their own Pekita. Ours were Ibn Esrim Shon of Amala, and by the late Leviim, it was already Miben Chodesh Yomim, ready from the Chodesh and on, and they had their own Pekita. Since they were not Oiv Al Pekudim together with everybody else, so Ben Bukhari holds that there's no din of having to go and donate Machtas HaShekel.
That's only the Kohen, but what about the Levi?
Agmar only differentiates between the Kehanim and the Israelim. It doesn't go into Leviim. What Ben Bukhari would hold? Good question. But the point of this is that's the Havamina, says Imara. Maybe that's the reason why it says in Masechta Shkolim that they made a takona that the Kehanim could have Hanoah from the Melech, and Shmuel said that means on their carbon, and we said initially that means that you can use it to sprinkle on their carbon. We said, of course they can use it on their carbon. If we Yisraelim can use it, certainly the Kehanim can go and use it. No. We Yisraelim can use it because we paid for that Melech. They didn't pay for it, according to Ben Bukhari, because Ben Bukhari says they didn't have to give the Machtas HaShekel. Ben Bukhari adds, by the way, if the Kohen wants to be a nice guy, he can. There's no chait involved in that. The Torah didn't say, don't give the Machtas HaShekel. The Torah says it's not required because you're not Oiver Alep Kudim. Azayahaltach Ben Bukhari. It's Omele Rechum and Zakei. Loy, that's not the reason for Ben Bukhari, because of the fact that it says in the Pasuk, Oiver Alep Kudim. But rather, what they are doing is they have a prejudice and a bias. Ki ela kol koin she'ene shoykel choyte, every coin has to give the Machtas HaShekel. Don't tell me any business that they are exempt. Ela shekahanim doshe mikra zel le'atzman. Rather, the kahanim came up with this very brilliant and very witty halacha based on the following drasha. It says in the Pasuk L'chol Minchas Koyin, kolu t'yeh eloi si yochel. If a koin brings a korban mincha from his own funds, you don't do a kmitza, you take the whole thing, you put on the mizbeach, bakal, mikal, kol, so yochel, you can't eat it. Ah, so now the kahanim started thinking to themselves, hoy, v'oimer, the korban mincha so oimer, which you bring on Pesach, ushte alechem, which you bring on Shavuos, and alechem upon him, which you have every single Shabbos. Now, who eats those three? The kahanim. So shalonohi, they belong to us. So they become like a minchas koyin.
It should be burned.
Heich necholim, how can you go and eat it? It should be burned. And therefore, that's why they said, let's not give any funds, so it should not be considered our karbonis. If we're going to pay for it, 1%.
We contaminate with our possession, with our ownership, and therefore it destroys it.
That's what Rabbi Yechon Zakeh said. That's the that was the svar.
That's a great point.
Yeah, Bill, you were asking something.
They're going to have to salt.
They're going to have to putting aside the salt for a moment.
No, but
they didn't pay.
If they pay for the salt. Then they can't use it. They can't. It should be burnt. It should be burnt. They can't eat it.
Rabbi, let's not talk about paying for the salt. We're talking about giving the Machtas HaShekel, right. And then they
but
will
that's
have
pay
partial
for, but
ownership.
That's going to pay for the salt, which is bought with the tzibur funds.
True, but we're trying to explain what Rabbi Yechimud Zakai said. Why did the Kahanim go and say we don't have to go and pay the Machtas HaShekel? It was not because of the pasuk al oivel kudim, and they were not nifka together with the rest of Klal Yisrael, but rather they were doidish mikrazel la'atzman. When he says la'atzman, says Rashi lehana osan, meaning they had a bias and a prejudice. It was tainted. Very good. That's the right word. What is the tainted over here? They were saying, how can I go and contribute towards the Machtas HaShekel? That means that I'm going to have a partial ownership in the lechem upon him that I eat every Shabbos. I'm not going to eat from it. Kol tia lo'isiyachal. Better I don't pay. We don't have any shaylus. We don't have any chumris. We don't have any. So I'm not going to go and pay. Oh, so therefore, since they didn't go and pay, according to Ben Bukhari, that's the reason why we send the Gemara on the top. Omer Shmuel. I would have thought if they didn't pay for it, so therefore they should have to go and bring their own melech from their own private homes. That was tonight. Bezal, no, even though they didn't pay for the public salt, they could use a carve out special for them. Good. Frankie Mark. You're telling Ben Bukhari, hold. They don't have to bring it. Why does he say that they're not choyte? I should say that they are choyte. Why? Because every single carbon that is being brought if it's not being brought with their monies, so then if they were to contribute, in other words, Ben Bukhri said you don't have to, but if you did, ein echayte. Frey Timora, why is he ein echayte? If you brought your own money into the Azarab, and that money was used now to improve Salishka, Machzah Shekel, and this money was used now to go and buy Karbanis, this is not real Hegdish money, because you Kehanim are exempt from bringing this Machzah Shekel, so it doesn't, the Gemara assumes initially it does not get Kedusha, and now if and when you buy a carbon with those funds, so you're bringing an oilas tamid, or you're bringing a carbon mincha, or not a mincha, but a lechem upon him, or a shtei lechem, so any one of those. I'm sorry.
Oh, exactly.
And for the more, the ma'isi mosal lahayin letzibur. Anytime, according to Ben Bukhri, when they would go and bring their machzah shekel, the gavi would say, "Aren't you a kohen? I remember you work. You're part of the yedaya. You work the second of the mishmaris." He says, yes, I do. But you guys are exempt according to Ben Bukhri. I am giving a belave of shalom to the tzibur, and makdashin, and when they come to the himni mukhan, and it's all you. Ah, so now from that point on, it's no longer chulin. It is now fully baked lichka money, and therefore it's not a problem. So, kedai techman is okti mara. So now getting back to what we were saying at the beginning. Ki zach l'rachmana, when did the Torah say that you can use the public salt for salting your private carbon? That's l'Yisrael, the islahu lishka. Lishka means that he has a portion in the Lishka Sagazis in the sense that he contributed towards the Machzah Shekel. However, the Kahan of the Lishka Lishka, Allah Yizachal Rahman, so I might have thought, Kamash Malan, that's the reason why Shmuel had to go and say, Lishon al Karbanim, that in fact, for their Karbanois, they can use the Melach, according to the Ben Bukhris that hold that they didn't have to go and pay towards the Machzah Shekel, so I might have thought they can't use the public Melech, they didn't pay for it. Kamash Malan, yeah, it was a Tanai Bezin, they can use it after all. So that's one way of learning. Or the second way of learning, like we said before, that they can use it for the Karbanim, means for their Achilas Karbanim, that they can add Melech from the public. So just like they can use it for the Oiras Kudashim, they can use it for the Achilas Kodashim as well. I will stop over here, boy, to be continued tomorrow.
That coin must have been from Bill.